And that leads me into my next piece. I've been updating over these past 2 weeks the discussions in terms of what's been happening in council of a business relief fund. So council has passed a motion that we will be setting up specifically Six Nations Business Relief Fund. There'll be more details forthcoming as to, because again, you know, my office has been receiving multiple inquiries and questions regarding, you know, that type of support. As we know, and I've mentioned before, the announcement from the federal government in regards to Indigenous businesses, you know, we've seen challenges within the criteria of being eligible for those funds. Part of those challenges are, you know, if you're not registered with an Aboriginal Financial Institute, then you wouldn't be eligible. You know, if you're not registered with a Canada Revenue Agency, again, you wouldn't be eligible. You know, so all of those things, and and that's why we've made it noted that, you know, our businesses don't have to comply or follow rules of the CRA. You know, and that's exactly what we're maintaining. Where that leaves our businesses is left out of the eligibility for accessing those funds. So we're really still working on that piece to make sure that as many businesses here are able and eligible to access those specific funds from the federal government, which are administered to the Two Rivers Development. And so this fund, what I'm referring to, is specific from Six Nations Council to Six Nations businesses. We're looking at the logistical details behind what that looks like. It's not going to be a register, you don't have to register to it. It will be an application process. Again, those details will be forthcoming. We want to see this out as quickly as possible because we know the businesses are in need of the now. You know, business people need help with rent payments. You know, as we approach the first phase and looking to reopening, you know, some of the non-essential businesses, they'll need help with overhead costs. You know, we've had discussions amongst our conversations this morning of, you know, supplies and lack of PPE and masks and gloves and hand sanitizer and all of those items. So we're really looking to those, to that fund to hopefully offset some of those costs for businesses and that we can support those businesses during this time. So more information will be forthcoming. So I would ask that you stay updated on our social media pages as well as our website and continue to listen in on our weekly radio updates. Again, we're trying to work. Our goal is to work with businesses. The last thing we want is, again, you know, to see that. Because we know not everybody's going to agree too, right? So we want to be able to say, okay, let's have these hard conversations and let's come up with the best possible plan while keeping the health and safety of all of our members at the top. So again, very good conversations that have been had. The reopening of the economy is going to be a phased approach. Again, I want to reiterate the fact that the checkpoints will not be coming down. I know there has been rumors, you know, a specific date. We are looking to a specific date to begin the phased approach and what that phased approach looks like. So you'll see, again, the overall plan forthcoming. But in that, we also need to be wary of, you know, the possible, if we see a possible influx of cases, you know, we need to be able to look as to, you know, public health tracing, but we also need to have mitigation plans in place. So, you know, the next item that we're looking at is we all hear and see the potential of the second wave, and you know what experts are saying now is likely around the time frame in the fall. So you know the COVID, I realize and know, and even myself, you know, I've wanted to get going and the weather's getting nicer, and you know, but we still have to be cautious of our actions, and we still need to maintain everything that we've been putting in place, like our self-isolation and the calling the assessment center if you're symptomatic, and you know, constant hand washing and wearing of masks. The other piece that I wanted, just on that note of wearing masks, you know, some of the conversations that we've had also is, you know, we need to put the onus and responsibility back on consumers as well. So, you know, that was just in part of our conversations this morning and yesterday and over the days is, you know, it may come to a point in time of, you know, there was a comment made from one of our business owners that, you know, there was like a no shoes, no shirt, no service type. It might have to get to a no mask, no service type, right? So we need to be able to put onus and responsibility back on each key stakeholder, and I think that's an important piece. But also, in addition, we need to continue having these conversations with the key stakeholders. And we've come up with some really good ideas and suggestions, and I think that's exactly what we need to do as a community right now, is just be respectful of each other's opinions, but also let's have solution-based conversations. That's, you know, we've are really looking for the best possible plan, and we know we have the team to do that and look to that plan and what that phased approach looks like. So that's where we are right now. Is, you know, we're finalizing the logistical details to each of the phases. That information will be forthcoming once, again, we do all of our engaging with community and receive feedback from, again, if we have to set up more Zoom video conference meetings next week, we will. We're looking to our communications department to maintain and look to our survey that's going to be out this afternoon. So we're asking for community members' input and feedback on that survey. It's a very basic survey, 5 questions, shouldn't take much of your time, but again, we need to, I feel that it's very important that we receive this feedback and input from our overall community, because again, that's going to help in terms of the decisions that are being made. And I've always said this, that, you know, our people, when it comes down to it, they need to be a part of the decision making process, and so, you know, that's exactly what we're trying to do, and to make sure that, again, it's methodical, it's strategic, and we're trying to, again, make sure that we're looking at the bigger picture, right? So the bigger picture is always going to be the maintenance of our health and safety of all of our members. But in saying so, we also need to look to the protection of our economy. So we need to find that healthy balance. We need to look at the measures that are going to be in place, and we'll continue to update the community as best as we can and stay in clear communication as we move forward. So that sums up my update for today. Again, you know, if there are people who are businesses that have not had the opportunity to join any of the Zoom conference meetings, I ask that you contact my assistant, Kathy Mayer, at 519-445-2205 extension 3236, or you can email specialassistant@sixnations.ca, and we'll really look to those areas and look to set up more if we have to next week, so that we can get as much, again, input and feedback on the overall health and safety code of conduct, as well as the reopening discussion. I look forward to providing the community with further updates as more information becomes available. So thank you, and yawa.
The comments on the program you've just heard were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ-FM.
Sonics 100.3 FM, your station, your nation.
The program you've just heard was an encore presentation of CKRZ.